The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these three, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the questions I get asked most frequently is, "What is the best Bible to read?" Have you ever struggled with what Bible to buy? I always answer, "A Bible in the hand is worth 2 on the shelf." That is, whatever Bible you'll actually pick up and read is better than the most expensive leather-bound Bible that just sits on the shelf collecting dust. Bibles are not a museum piece that should be admired from a distance and never touched. Instead, they should actually look well-worn, underlined, and dog-eared, notes in the margins. A friend of mine once wisely told me, "A Bible that is falling apart is usually read by a person that is not." So the best Bible is one that you actually read and even wear out. Now, I just gave you a subjective answer, so now let me provide an objective answer to the question about the best Bible. Bibles are differentiated by the commentary that they supply to explain the Word of God. That is, Bibles invariably contain both the inspired Word of God, but also the insightful words of men, scripture scholars. The sacred scriptures are not a self-interpreting book. If the Bible is a can, then the commentaries, the footnotes, and the explanations are the can openers. The Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches there are basically 4 can openers we can use to open the inspired can of the Bible. We read in the Catechism, number 115, "One can distinguish between 2 senses of Scripture, the literal and the spiritual. The latter, the spiritual, being subdivided into the allegorical, the moral, and anagogical senses." It goes on. "The profound concordance of the 4 senses guarantees its richness to the living reading of the Scripture in the church." In other words, the best Bibles will provide the best commentaries, the best can openers that explain the four dimensions of the Word of God. Let me explain. First, the literal sense or dimension is the author's reason for writing, how he aims human history at a target. Second, the allegorical sense or dimension is the symbolic reading of the Bible. For example, how Moses is a symbol of Jesus, who frees us from slavery to sin. Third, the moral sense or dimension gives us a compass to guide our steps on earth to avoid sin. That's the moral sense. And fourth, the anagogical or heavenly sense or dimension helps us to keep our eyes on the prize, our heavenly destiny. The best Bibles, therefore, will give you all four can openers in their commentary so we can relish every sense of sacred scripture. You know, every morning when I read the scripture readings for Mass, I always consult the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops website. It gives you exactly the readings for the daily Mass, and you can easily click on the commentary, the footnotes, for unfamiliar or confusing passages. Some of you might use that at daily Mass. While the USCCB is convenient, I find it rather limited. How so? Well, it usually only gives you one of the four can openers to break open the Word of God. That is, it does a great job with the literal sense, the author's reason for writing, but it almost entirely ignores the other three senses. Put differently, the USCCB commentary tends to be one-dimensional, where a good commentary would be four-dimensional. And that brings me to the Bible I like best, namely the Ignatius Catholic Study Bible, Old and New Testament, which I happen to bring a copy of today for show and tell. The general editors are Curtis Mitch and Scott Hahn, and they have taken great care to provide readers with all four can openers to break open the Word of God so we can behold and benefit from all four dimensions of the sacred scriptures. Now, I have to note one small drawback is that their English translation is not the one we just used at Mass. Nonetheless, their commentary, the footnotes, are exceptional. For example, they explain the allegorical, symbolic sense of today's gospel of the Good Samaritan. They write, "The parable signifies Christ's restoration of mankind. Adam is the man attacked by Satan and his legions. He is stripped of his immortality and left dead in sin. The priest and the Levite represent the old covenant and its inability to restore man to new life. Now here comes the good part. Jesus Christ comes as the Good Samaritan to rescue man from death and bring him to the inn of the church for refreshment and healing through the sacraments." That refreshment and healing, of course, is symbolized by the oil and the wine. Can you see how the Ignatius Catholic Study Bible presents the scripture in all its richness, using all four can openers? We can behold all four dimensions of the Word of God. And then we can sit down to this feast of faith called the Sacred Scriptures and not go home hungry. Praised be Jesus Christ.